Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE, Examination in English as an Additional Language, Paper 1, Listening. Questions 1 to 8. You will hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. For questions 1 to 8, tick the correct box, A to D. You are at a large cinema. Question 1. You are with a friend. Your friend says something to you.
I'd like to see the film about the doctor.
Which film does your friend want to see?
I'd like to see the film about the doctor.
Which film does your friend want to see? Question 2. You are buying your tickets. The salesperson says something to you.
The film begins at 6:15.
What time does the film start?
The film begins at 6:15.
What time does the film start? Question 3. The salesperson says something else to you.
That's £13.20, please.
How much do your tickets cost?
That's £13.20, please.
How much do your tickets cost? Question 4. Your friend tells you something.
I'm going to get some cola to have while we watch the film.
What does your friend want to drink?
I'm going to get some cola to have while we watch the film.
What does your friend want to drink? Question 5. You are waiting for the film to start. Your friend says something to you.
I'm just going to call my husband before the film starts.
Who is your friend going to ring?
I'm just going to call my husband before the film starts.
Who is your friend going to ring? Question 6. You are outside the cinema after watching the film. Your friend tells you something.
Oh no! I forgot my umbrella. It's still at the cinema. I'll go back for it now.
What did your friend forget in the cinema?
Oh no! I forgot my umbrella. It's still at the cinema. I'll go back for it now.
What did your friend forget in the cinema? Question 7. After returning from the cinema, your friend says something to you.
I need to buy some fruit before I go home. Can you remind me, please?
What does your friend need to buy?
I need to buy some fruit before I go home. Can you remind me, please?
What does your friend need to buy? Question 8. Your friend asks you something.
Would you like to go for a walk by the river with me this evening?
What does your friend want to do with you this evening?
Would you like to go for a walk by the river with me this evening?
What does your friend want to do with you this evening? Questions 9 to 14. You will hear an announcement at the beginning of a tour around an old castle. You will hear the announcement twice. There will be a pause during the announcement. For questions 9 to 14, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
Hello, I'm one of the guides here at the castle, and I'd like to give you some information about the guided tour. We prefer people not to take bags on the tour. You can leave these in a special room by the ticket desk. I'll show you all the rooms at the castle. The first one we'll go to is the dining room, which I think you'll really enjoy. After that, we'll go to the castle hall. There are lots of old clothes there that belonged to people who lived here hundreds of years ago. You can take photos of most things in the castle, but please don't take pictures of the paintings. The bright light is bad for them. The last part of the castle we'll visit is the gardens. Children will enjoy seeing the chickens that we keep there. Don't forget that there's a very good gift shop at the castle. Our t-shirts are 50% cheaper than usual today, and they sell lots of other things too.
You will now hear the recording again.
Hello. I'm one of the guides here at the castle, and I'd like to give you some information about the guided tour. We prefer people not to take bags on the tour. You can leave these in a special room by the ticket desk. I'll show you all the rooms at the castle. The first one we'll go to is the dining room, which I think you'll really enjoy. After that, we'll go to the castle hall. There are lots of old clothes there that belonged to people who lived here hundreds of years ago. You can take photos of most things in the castle, but please don't take pictures of the paintings. The bright light is bad for them. The last part of the castle we'll visit is the gardens. Children will enjoy seeing the chickens that we keep there. Don't forget that there's a very good gift shop at the castle. Our t-shirts are 50% cheaper than usual today, and they sell lots of other things too.
Questions 15 to 19. You will hear a conversation between two teenagers called Sergio and Asha about music websites. You will hear the conversation twice. For questions 15 to 19, choose the information A to F that matches each music website. For each music website, write the correct letter A to F on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have some time to read the information below.
Which music websites do you use?
Lots of different ones, actually. But I think my favorite one is probably SoundWeb.
Oh, why is that then?
Well, I'm in a band, as you know, and that website lets you put the songs you've written and recorded onto it, so that other people can listen to them.
Hey, that's great! And what do you think about Top Note?
It has news and articles about everything from rock to classical. So there's something on there for everyone with an interest in music.
That's good to know.
I spend a lot of time on Listen Now as well.
Yes, me too. It has great videos of people asking singers questions about their latest work. I love watching things like that.
Me too. Do you ever use a website called Songshop?
I used it once, but it was difficult to find what I was looking for on it. And some of the links didn't work.
Yes, I had that problem too. There's a new website called TuneBase, which is quite good.
Really? Why is it so good?
Well, what I love about it are the competitions. A friend of mine got a smartphone for coming first in one of them.
Wow!
You will now hear the conversation again.
Which music websites do you use?
Lots of different ones, actually. But I think my favorite one is probably SoundWeb.
Oh, why is that then?
Well, I'm in a band, as you know, and that website lets you put the songs you've written and recorded onto it, so that other people can listen to them.
Hey, that's great! And what do you think about Top Note?
It has news and articles about everything from rock to classical. So there's something on there for everyone with an interest in music.
That's good to know.
I spend a lot of time on Listen Now as well.
Yes, me too. It has great videos of people asking singers questions about their latest work. I love watching things like that.
Me too. Do you ever use a website called Songshop?
I used it once, but it was difficult to find what I was looking for on it. And some of the links didn't work.
Yes, I had that problem too. There's a new website called TuneBase, which is quite good.
Really? Why is it so good?
Well, what I love about it are the competitions. A friend of mine got a smartphone for coming first in one of them.
Wow!
Questions 20 to 28. You will hear two interviews with Nino and Sophia. They are talking about places they like to visit. There will be a pause between the two interviews. Part 1. questions 20 to 24. You will now hear the interview with Nino twice. For questions 20 to 24, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
Nino, do you like visiting your grandparents?
Yeah, I always have lots of fun with them at their house, but they live far away, so we only see them once a year. Once a week would be better.
Do you sometimes go to the countryside with your family?
Yes, to a river. Some of my friends think the countryside's boring, but we have such fun swimming and playing games. I never want to go home.
And do you visit the capital city sometimes too?
Yes, I do. The Science Museum there's amazing, so I go there with my parents while my big brother spends the day shopping.
How do you travel when you go on holiday with your family?
The place where we go is too far away to drive to, so we fly there, which takes about 6 hours.
And what do you like doing when you're on holiday?
Well, there's nothing I like better than spending a day in the mountains on my bike. Fortunately, my family prefer doing that to lying on the beach.
You will now hear the interview with Nino again.
Nino, do you like visiting your grandparents?
Yeah, I always have lots of fun with them at their house, but they live far away, so we only see them once a year. Once a week would be better.
Do you sometimes go to the countryside with your family?
Yes, to a river. Some of my friends think the countryside's boring, but we have such fun swimming and playing games. I never want to go home.
And do you visit the capital city sometimes too?
Yes, I do. The Science Museum there's amazing, so I go there with my parents while my big brother spends the day shopping.
How do you travel when you go on holiday with your family?
The place where we go is too far away to drive to, so we fly there, which takes about 6 hours.
And what do you like doing when you're on holiday?
Well, there's nothing I like better than spending a day in the mountains on my bike. Fortunately, my family prefer doing that to lying on the beach.
Part 2. Questions 25 to 28. You will now hear the interview with Sophia twice. For questions 25 to 28, tick the correct box, A to C. You now have some time to read the questions.
What place do you like visiting most in your area, Sophia?
A lake outside the city where I live, because it's very quiet there. It's a shame it's too cold to swim in.
Do you sometimes visit people in your family at the weekend?
We go to see my aunt and uncle every 3 or 4 weeks, and my big sister every Saturday. She lives on the other side of town from us.
What did you do last weekend, Sophia?
We spent it cooking food on a fire and sleeping in a tent on a campsite near a farm. Some family friends came too, so it was good fun.
Is there a country you'd really like to visit in the future?
My parents have just booked a holiday for us in Canada, but I've always wanted to travel around Egypt. Maybe one day.
Thanks, Sophia.
You will now hear the interview with Sophia again.
What place do you like visiting most in your area, Sophia?
A lake outside the city where I live, because it's very quiet there. It's a shame it's too cold to swim in.
Do you sometimes visit people in your family at the weekend?
We go to see my aunt and uncle every 3 or 4 weeks, and my big sister every Saturday. She lives on the other side of town from us.
What did you do last weekend, Sophia?
We spent it cooking food on a fire and sleeping in a tent on a campsite near a farm. Some family friends came too, so it was good fun.
Is there a country you'd really like to visit in the future?
My parents have just booked a holiday for us in Canada, but I've always wanted to travel around Egypt. Maybe one day.
Thanks, Sophia.
Questions 29 to 34. You will hear a conversation between Harry and his friend about his experience of doing a sailing course. You will hear the conversation twice. There will be a pause during the conversation. For questions 29 to 34, tick the correct box, A to D. You now have some time to read the questions.
I heard you've been on a sailing course, Harry. What made you want to do it?
A friend in my class started sailing a while ago and told me how good it was so often that I decided to try it too. He honestly wouldn't stop talking about it and even got us into trouble with the teacher once for trying to show me a video on his phone in class of him sailing.
So what were the staff on the course like?
Great. They planned everything carefully and knew exactly what each student should be doing through the whole day. I was actually very surprised when they explained to us that it was the first time they'd ever run the course. It seemed like they'd done it loads of times before.
What was your first time sailing like then?
Hard. We did it one by one, so there was no danger of anyone crashing into someone else. When I was turning, though, I did it too quickly and ended up in the lake and had to climb back into the boat. I didn't get injured or anything. I just felt a bit silly.
What sailing skill was it hardest to learn?
Making sure I was in the correct place in the boat didn't take long to get used to, but what took ages to do properly was keeping the boat in the same place on the water. You know, like when you're waiting to start a race. The speed of the boat just kept increasing.
What did you do during breaks on the course?
Everyone did different things, so there were very few times when everyone sat around together talking. Some put headphones on, usually so loud that everyone could hear the songs, while the rest of us went along the shore on foot, looking for interesting birds and things.
How did you celebrate when you found out you'd passed?
I was expecting a big celebration, but there wasn't space for that at the sailing club, so a group of us went to one of the restaurants near the lake, which was very nice. It was certainly better than seeing a film. You can't even talk to each other much, really, if you do that.
You will now hear the conversation again.
I heard you've been on a sailing course, Harry. What made you want to do it?
A friend in my class started sailing a while ago and told me how good it was so often that I decided to try it too. He honestly wouldn't stop talking about it and even got us into trouble with the teacher once for trying to show me a video on his phone in class of him sailing.
So what were the staff on the course like?
Great. They planned everything carefully and knew exactly what each student should be doing through the whole day. I was actually very surprised when they explained to us that it was the first time they'd ever run the course. It seemed like they'd done it loads of times before.
What was your first time sailing like then?
Hard. We did it one by one, so there was no danger of anyone crashing into someone else. When I was turning, though, I did it too quickly and ended up in the lake and had to climb back into the boat. I didn't get injured or anything. I just felt a bit silly.
What sailing skill was it hardest to learn?
Making sure I was in the correct place in the boat didn't take long to get used to, but what took ages to do properly was keeping the boat in the same place on the water. You know, like when you're waiting to start a race. The speed of the boat just kept increasing.
What did you do during breaks on the course?
Everyone did different things, so there were very few times when everyone sat around together talking. Some put headphones on, usually so loud that everyone could hear the songs, while the rest of us went along the shore on foot, looking for interesting birds and things.
How did you celebrate when you found out you'd passed?
I was expecting a big celebration, but there wasn't space for that at the sailing club, so a group of us went to one of the restaurants near the lake, which was very nice. It was certainly better than seeing a film. You can't even talk to each other much, really, if you do that.
Questions 35 to 37. You will hear a radio interview with a young dancer called Donna Welbeck. You will hear the interview twice. There will be two pauses during the interview. For each question, 35 to 37, choose the two true statements, A to E, and tick the correct boxes. You now have some time to read the questions.
With me today is young dancer Donna Welbeck. Tell us about your early life, Donna.
Well, my mum's a doctor at a large hospital, and my dad works in one of the labs there. What's strange is that I'm probably the only one out of my parents, brothers and sister who's into dance. I started learning dance at the age of 3, so was already pretty good by the time I went to school.
Did you get taken to see professional dancers as a child?
Just once that I can remember, and all my friends were into the usual things like football or video games rather than dance.
How old were you when you first started performing?
5. Everyone else involved in the show was really scared before going on stage, but it just felt natural to me, so why worry about it? That probably explains why I've come first in so many dance competitions.
Have you ever felt like taking a break from dance?
I've felt like it, but never actually done it, even after I broke a bone in my foot during a show. I couldn't go to school for a week, but used the time off to research new music tracks to go with my dance routines.
Are you good at lots of different styles?
If I only knew a few, I wouldn't get much work, and I prefer to have as many skills to offer as I can. Who knows, one day famous dance companies in Europe or Asia might want me to appear in their shows.
Do you read reviews of your performances?
I do, because the negative comments can tell me what I need to improve.
Where do you see your career going?
I'm not patient enough to be an instructor. But I'm currently applying to do a part-time degree in event management. You know, organising big shows and events, in case I don't succeed in becoming a professional dancer.
You will now hear the interview again.
With me today is young dancer Donna Welbeck. Tell us about your early life, Donna.
Well, my mum's a doctor at a large hospital, and my dad works in one of the labs there. What's strange is that I'm probably the only one out of my parents, brothers and sister who's into dance. I started learning dance at the age of 3. So was already pretty good by the time I went to school.
Did you get taken to see professional dancers as a child?
Just once that I can remember, and all my friends were into the usual things like football or video games rather than dance.
How old were you when you first started performing?
5. Everyone else involved in the show was really scared before going on stage, but it just felt natural to me, so why worry about it? That probably explains why I've come first in so many dance competitions.
Have you ever felt like taking a break from dance?
I've felt like it, but never actually done it, even after I broke a bone in my foot during a show. I couldn't go to school for a week, but used the time off to research new music tracks to go with my dance routines.
Are you good at lots of different styles?
If I only knew a few, I wouldn't get much work, and I prefer to have as many skills to offer as I can. Who knows, one day famous dance companies in Europe or Asia might want me to appear in their shows.
Do you read reviews of your performances?
I do, because the negative comments can tell me what I need to improve.
Where do you see your career going?
I'm not patient enough to be an instructor, but I'm currently applying to do a part-time degree in event management. You know, organising big shows and events, in case I don't succeed in becoming a professional dancer.
There will now be 6 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Follow the instructions on the answer sheet. That is the end of the examination.